It's August 24th, 2023. It's about 9:15 in the morning. Once again, that's August 24th, 2023. It's about 9:15 in the morning. I wanted to get a few quick notes. I'm gonna call this development note hijacking resonance. And what I was trying to process was how individuals are cast into roles that support someone else's story, which I term supporting cast. And this goes kind of back to what I formulated as the power of suggestion. If an individual accepts the premise, then they're cast into a role that supports the premise. And I follow that up with supporting cast. They become a member of a class, and that member class is supporting cast. So I was trying to understand the dynamic of that, and I had read an article. It said that there was only two tools. It was the stories that individuals weave for themselves. They're the author. And in my notes, I looked back at some notes about the basis of what I call a tribe, or like being a tribal member. And so they are closely connected through their shared views, their view of the world and their role in it, their values, the principles and priorities their lives revolve around, and their vision, the world or state of human affairs they dream of. And so I started to understand that in order for someone to become a class member of someone else's story and therefore part of their supporting cast, that individual has to tune into their story, the story that those individuals have written for themselves. And then once they can do, if they can do that, then they can represent themselves as a champion, as someone who shares their values and their views, and they're going to fight for them. And basically, they invite others to join the fight. And so that's why I'm talking about hijacking. You know, they can't make any changes. I'm not going to say can't. Their effectiveness would be diminished if they attempted to make changes as a single individual. But when you can get others to come on board as your supporting cast, then it's sort of like the orchestration of a symphony. It's the many voices of the many instruments. They can accomplish what no single individual can do on their own. And that's a powerful tool. But the thing about it is, it's the question, I think it's that that powerful tool, like the power of suggestion, it's about what's the purpose, what's the aim, what's the target. And I talk about, you know, willful intent. Can will guidance, which is course corrections, or can will violence? And so I was just trying to understand how an individual can be, beguiled. There's a number of terms that I've used in the past to kind of explore how this can happen to someone. And the thing is once someone has been recruited or converted, I think that's really the word. Once someone has went through a conversion process where now they've become a member of that member class, then I think it's quite a challenge to try to help them to become aware that perhaps they've become beguiled, and through that they've become misdirected and misinformed and misguided or misled. And so when that's the case, then it's a challenge, you know, to help them to go through that process of an awakening awareness. And so one of the things that struck me about that was it has to do with navigation. So the first thing that kind of take an account of in navigation is your initial fix. That would be, the way I term that is, you are here, that's your current position. And they talk about errors in navigation. And so there's, this is sort of comes under the general heading of dead reckoning, that type of navigation. And so first, the things you have to get right is the initial fix. If you've got that wrong, then no matter how well you do during your travel, your transition, if you had the wrong initial fix, you're going to have errors all along the way. So, but if you get the initial fix correct, then the next is all about direction and speed. It's kind of about vectors, keeping, accounting for the vector differentials between calculating the movement that you're expecting and the movement that actually happens. And I remember reading that currents and trade winds and headwinds and tailwinds and other such factors can come into play. But going back to this analogy about someone being cast into a role and they end up becoming a member class of a supporting cast for some in someone else's story and someone else's projection, it has to do with tuning in that individual who wishes to manipulate, tuning into what resonates with that person. And that's, I think, what makes them susceptible to being manipulated, and for them, their story basically being hijacked and being absorbed, so to speak, into this other individual's story. Sometimes I think it might be appropriate to call what they're offering a meta-narrative. It's a story about a story of masterworks. And so they they accept the premise of that story of the masterworks, and therefore they support that premise and become a member class, become a member as a supporting, as a member of the supporting cast. Whew, that's really rough notes, but I think that's about the best I can get them down right now. I may come back to this later, but I just wanted to get some basic notes about it. Signing off.